All right, so let me just give you one devotional thought. It would have been in our series if we were going to stay completely on track. And so today we want to talk about wisdom, and really it dovetails so nicely with what Elaine has shared. In Colossians 4:5, we have this command to walk in wisdom towards those who are on the outside, redeeming the time. And it's interesting, isn't it, that we can be commanded to be smart? You think that's kind of a surprise, right? I mean, how can you command somebody to be smart? Like, what if you have a low IQ? What if you have, you know, every reason why you cannot be smart? How do you command someone to be smart? And the answer is because we have borrowed wisdom. Perhaps you've seen this painting somewhere along the way. It's called The Chess Player, and players plural. And on the left side, you see, and this was done in the 1800s, you see the devil there with the feather in his hat. And he looks impatient, playing chess against this young man. The young man looks like he knows he's already defeated. He doesn't know what to do. He's thinking, but it doesn't look good. The devil looks impatient and triumphant there on the left. He's got the black chess pieces, and as you can see there, he has 14 pieces left on the board. He's only lost 2 pieces. The young man, on the other hand, he only has 6 pieces left. He's in big trouble. And you see the angel in the background looking at all this, and she says, like, oh no, you know, we're not going to recover from this. And so we're told in Scripture to walk in wisdom, and we can do that. We can be commanded to do that because we're not required to be smart in and of ourselves. We're only required to borrow our wisdom, to find the wisdom of God and just hijack that. Just get on board with the wisdom of God, and it's not self-manufactured. And that is so important to us. You can see this isn't the only place where we are commanded to have wisdom. So the text today, walk in wisdom, that's a command. You see in Ephesians 5:15, see then that you walk carefully, that's a command. Walk carefully, not as fools. That's a command. Don't walk as fools. Not as fools, but as wise. That's a command. Walk wisely. And then in verse 17, the follow-on to that, therefore, do not be unwise. That also is a command. But understanding what the will of the Lord is. And then that last phrase says this is where we're going to get our wisdom, right? We're going to get the Lord's understanding. We're going to borrow wisdom. We don't manufacture it ourselves. We just have to listen to the person who is wise and do it his way. And James 1:15 then is great along those lines. If you do lack wisdom, and here's the command, ask God. So it can be commanded because we're not asking you to somehow, you know, magically increase your IQ. We're asking you only to follow the one who is wise, the one who tells us and guides us into the thing that is wise. And so it is not manufactured, it is borrowed. And we can all borrow God's wisdom. In Acts 4:13, we have this great story. This is when the apostles have just healed the lame man in Jerusalem city limits. And everybody knew this fellow because he was always out begging, and everyone knew he's always there and he cannot walk. And so Peter and John come along and heal him. And then the, you know, detractors say, you know, he can't, the apostles are phonies. And so we don't know how to account for this, but we're going to command them to stop. And so the detractors are telling Peter and John, quit teaching about Jesus and quit acting like this in public. And of course, Peter and John, who are just fishermen, right? No great education here, have shown so much wisdom that their opponents say, and when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, not ignorant in the sense of, you know, they have no IQ, but they have not studied anything. How do they know what they do? And specifically, how do they tap into the powers of the universe to heal a person who could never be healed without a miracle? How do they know how to do this? They're fishermen. How do they know this? And it said they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, and they were astonished. They marveled, and they recognized of them that they had been with Jesus. So that's the trick. You take an ordinary person, and you have them walk with Jesus, and the next thing you know, something extraordinary is going on. This is borrowed wisdom. Peter and John did not have their own wisdom. They're tapping into the Lord's wisdom. And that's how now a fellow who could never walk before is walking just fine. It's borrowed wisdom. It's always borrowed wisdom for all of us who are believers. So back to our picture. This picture was well known. And of course, when we see it, before I actually saw the picture, I heard the story and I was sort of, you know, captured by it in my imagination, because it just describes so much about life, you know, like the devil looks like he has us whipped. He's sure of himself. He's impatient. Like, come on, get on with it. You can't win. And it just looks sad to the onlookers. But here's the backstory. And this is what I'm going to challenge you with today. In 1861, chess champion Paul Murphy visited right here in Richmond, Virginia, to a chess club. And he was invited to dinner with some of the members of the chess club at the local pastor's house. This was Pastor Howison. And so the chess club with the chess champion is there in Richmond, Virginia, and having dinner with the pastor. And the pastor says, maybe you'd like to see the painting we have. He only had a print of the painting, but maybe you'd like to see the painting we have. And so they all went into the living room where the painting was, and the pastor was showing them. And the pastor was pointing out some of the things he liked about the painting, just like I've pointed them out to you today. You see the look on the devil's face. He is impatient. He's triumphant. He knows he has a young man cornered. And then you see the young man, he knows it's over. He's trying to think of something, but it doesn't look good. He knows. And you see the angel's sad because the angel knows this is the end. And so Paul Murphy, chess champion, is looking at that. He says, I could win that game against the devil. They said, no. And all the chess club players, no, you can't. He said, well, let's do it. So they produced a chessboard. They set up the chessboard exactly as it is in the picture. And Paul Murphy, chess champion, he gets the white side, the young man's side. And then the chess club gets the devil's side. And sure enough, Paul Murphy won the game. Well, the family, the Howison family, last I heard, to this day, that's been part of their, you know, family archives. It's part of the lore of their family when the chess champion came and beat the devil. So it's important to the family, and the family still keeps the picture as a keepsake there in their family archives. And there it is. And that reminds us that our wisdom is borrowed. The young man was going to lose the chess match in the picture, but there's borrowed wisdom. Like, what if you had access to the champion? I mean, what if you had access to the God of the universe and his wisdom? You could be backed into a corner that looks hopeless even to the angel onlookers. But if the Lord is your champion, if you could borrow the wisdom, like, what if we could find a way out? And of course, Jesus is that way out. And so the scripture commands us, walk in wisdom. And we can't, because we're not asking you to manufacture your own wisdom. We're just asking you to borrow the wisdom of the Lord Jesus. And no matter how bad your life may seem to be going, the Lord always has the wisdom to get you out of trouble, if not in this life, then in the life to come. So walk in wisdom.